Greetings, Zoe, and welcome to day 3 of our fast and devotional. Before I get into the devotional itself, I just wanted to update you on Zoe's response to the coronavirus. Given the escalating precautionary measures that our public officials have asked us to take at a federal, state, and county level, we will continue to hold Sunday service and Wednesday Bible study online only. This is an arrangement that we will have to keep until at least the end of March. Our life group and department meetings will also be canceled for the duration of this period, but we still want you to stay in communication using phone conferencing, video conferencing, and other digital tools at your disposal. Be creative and be resourceful. Our late night prayer meeting will also continue to be held. However, it will be streamed on March 27th, Friday, March 27th, from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. So stay tuned for more information because God's people still need to pray. Please keep yourself informed about future updates Zoe will be sharing online. The best way to do this is by coming to this blog. However, you can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, but do that daily because we will be posting almost daily. For those of you who need assistance, whether it be spiritual or material, please let us know. You might be part of a population who has a greater need than others to self-isolate. And you might need groceries, or perhaps you need errands run for you, or perhaps you just need someone to pray with you. If that's the case, do not hesitate to call or email us. You can call us at area code 562-906-5000, extension 100. That's 562-906-5000, extension 100. Or email us at info@zcf.org. That's info@zcf.org. Now, getting back to our devotional, I have to tell you that despite all the things that are going on, I'm excited and I'm encouraged. And part of what's creating all of this excitement is the fast itself. One of the benefits of fasting is that it quiets the soul and allows us to hear God much more clearly. Keep in mind that fasting doesn't change God, it changes us. Be reminded that God has a different perspective on this situation than we do. And we need to feed daily, sometimes moment to moment, on God's perspective. I know that this is difficult for some because some of us, our minds are filled with thoughts of anxiety and worry and doubt and distrust. But fasting quiets those voices and makes us less responsive to those things our flesh insists are important and draws our hearts to those things that God says are important. In our first devotional, we focus on how we need to hear the voice of Jesus, our shepherd and pastor. In the second devotional, we discuss how we need to trust the voice of Jesus, which is transmitted to us through the Holy Spirit. In the third devotional, we focus today on how we can remain committed to the fast so that we can resist the voices that contradict the voice of Jesus. The role of the spirit of fear is to challenge God's credibility. The role of the spirit of God is to remind us how faithful God is. Resist fear by responding to fear with what God tells us in His Word. Read the word daily. Make things like Psalms 91 and Psalms 23 part of your daily meditation and confession. Zoe, be encouraged and focus on the voice of Jesus, our pastor and our shepherd. God bless you. See you tomorrow.